Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Keith Levy, co-president of Juno Trail and Roadrunners. Hello, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us today. For starters, would you please tell us a little bit about Juno Trail and Roadrunners?
Sure. It's an organization that supports running in Juno in a variety of ways, but primarily by putting on races. We both put on races and host races that are put on by other entities. So if you look at the website, in a typical year, we have a calendar of about 30 races. And some of those are fundraisers, for example, that are put on by other entities, but we support them with our equipment and by hosting them on the website. So that's mainly what we do.
How has running been helping you get through this time? What's it do for you?
Oh, it's critical. it's the one normal thing that we can sort of keep in our lives, especially those of us who just do it routinely. Both the governor's mandate, I'll call it the hunker down mandate, but essentially, and the city's hunker down resolution, both of those, thankfully, you know, even though they want you to stay home as much as possible, made it clear that it's okay to get outside and run or walk or hike or whatever, as long as you, keep your distance from others. Don't gather in large groups. Don't be with people. Don't be within 6 feet of people who aren't in your immediate household. And it's a way of, you know, for me, it's always been a both physical and mental health thing. And I think it's for a lot of people, it's keeping them sane right now. And I've actually noticed some of the trails are getting more crowded during the week since people are home, not working. And that's one thing they can do.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite trails to run right now? Maybe some that aren't too icy at the moment.
Right. It's a little tricky. The two that I've been doing a lot of, both running and on snowshoes, are I went up Dan Moeller Trail this morning, and it's in spectacular condition. It's beautiful. The snow machines kindly go up there and pack the snow down, so it's very runnable even without snowshoes. And then the other one that's really popular right now is going up into Spalding Meadows. You can pretty much run without snowshoes to the John Muir Cabin, and then it helps to have the snowshoes to go through the, or skis for those that ski, to go through the meadows. It's really, really good conditions out there right now.
Okay. Well, despite running being a good activity for social distancing, you have had to cancel some upcoming events and races, as you mentioned, because of the orders to hunker down and shelter in place. So, like many other organizations, you're moving to a virtual platform. Can you tell us more about that?
Right. When all this started to enter our consciousness, the board, JTR, our board, we're sort of wondering, well, what can we do? You know, and people really depend on these races. There's some really diehard people, and literally hundreds and hundreds of people come out for the various races. And we knew we couldn't run them the way we normally do, and we thought about canceling. But what we decided to do, and this was a recommendation of the Roadrunners Club of America, which we are affiliated with, was to try to get the race directors to put them on as virtual races. And we're still feeling our way on this, but the first one that we're doing that way is the Glacier 10K. If you look on the website, you'll see how to do it. But basically, the way this one is going to work is it's actually going on right now, in the sense that instead of having one day to run it, which would put everybody out on the course at the same time, we didn't want to do that. We gave you have a week, and you can run it anytime during that week. So you go to the website, you read the release, you sign the release, you pay a small fee. And then you have it started this past Saturday, March 28th, and you have through Saturday, April 4th to run the course. And we actually, on this one, we're allowing people, even if you don't run the course, you could run any 10K distance, any 10K course, as long as it's not a net downhill, and we'll count it toward the race. So I was out, I did it on Sunday just to kind of see what was going to happen. And there were probably three or four other people out on the course at the same time. So it let me know that people are doing it. In a normal year, we'd get maybe 100 people. I think so far we've got about 30 signed up, which is, you know, still pretty good. So anyway, you run the course, and then you sign up, send your information to the race director. And then after you're done, you send your time to the race director. And then after it's all done, they'll post the results. So it's a little weird not knowing where you stand or how you did until a week later. But people can still do it, actually. They can go sign up now and do it.
Is there any way to know if people are just running the same 1K course 10 times or, I don't know, piecing together a bunch of really fast 1 or 2Ks or 3Ks?
Well, you mean in an unfair way? You know, this has got to be an honor system, obviously. I will say a lot of people have GPS watches, you know, like I do. And so we know exactly. And the course is marked, by the way. The race director actually went out and he put little ribbons at the starting point, which is by the parking lot by the glacier. And then he marked arrows on the road. So, you know, and he marked the turnaround. It's just an out and back. So people can run the actual course if they want. But obviously it's the honor system. But I've seen a few people have taken pictures, and I did the same, of their watch. Or the, you know, when you upload your race, you can see that they actually did it. And I mean, I can actually show you it shows where I ran it. I mean, the GPS picks it up and you can actually see what I did. So
I'm sure that people just want to do the real thing.
Exactly.
they'd only be cheating themselves.
Exactly. If people want to cheat, they're going to cheat. And they can, you know, that actually goes on in real regular races too, but hopefully not in Juneau.
All right, so let's talk about the Glacier 10K one more time. What is the deadline for finishing the race or for running the course?
Through Saturday, and I'm looking at the website now. I see we didn't set a time, but basically through this coming Saturday. And I would note that this one is put on by the Juneau Trail and Roadrunners, but it's also a fundraiser for the Thunder Mountain High School track team. And it's the race director is actually Dwayne Duskin, who's the coach of the THMS track team. So the proceeds from this go to support the high school runners, which sadly may not have a season this year. But
I'm sure they can still use the support and put it to good use for something,
yeah.
Something else.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing all that information with us and coordinating with us. So right now the Glacier 10K is going on until Saturday. And then you'll have other virtual races in the future. Where is the best place to find out all this information? Or what's your website?
It's if you Google Juneau Trail and Roadrunners, you'll find it. I'm looking at the I could give it to you if you want. It's Juneau Wix site, wixsite.com/SERR.
Or we could just Google it.
It's better to Google it. Okay. It's not an easy one to remember.
Well, Keith Levy, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we go?
Just to encourage people to get out and run, hike, whatever, you know, stay healthy. And when you do it, comply with the CDC recommendations and, you know, try to keep your distance from others. So
all
thanks
right.
very much.
Thank you for talking with me today.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.